morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Coming up Thursday, October 12th, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming from Fort Worth, Texas on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. We'll be started at 8 a.m. Central Time, offering 17,700 head, 2,700 yearling steers, 1,600 yearling heifers, 8,200 weaned calves, 3,700 calves on cows, and 1,200 bred stock. For more information, give a call to Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Oklahoma's wind energy industry invests billions in our state, which powers our economy and directly funds our schools. Because of these investments, utility bills are lower across the state. Some industries qualify for dozens of subsidies, but this industry's given up every state wind energy tax incentive. Why are some legislators trying to drive wind energy out of our state? Are they anti-business? Call your legislators today and tell them to keep wind investing in Oklahoma. Paid for by the Wind Coalition.
Federal government offices, including the USDA, were closed at the beginning of this week in observance of the Columbus Day holiday. As a result, the USDA delayed the release of this week's crop progress reports, which were issued yesterday. Although little has changed this week from last in the condition of our major crops, there is noted some slight improvement in corn and soybeans at 64% and 61% respectively, both up 1% from a week ago. The big change in this week's report is the progress being made in the harvest of these crops. This week, good progress is being shown in soybeans, now at 43% harvested, up 7% from last week. Corn's progress in harvest, though, has raised a bit of speculation, jumping from 15% last week up to 37% this week, which seems rather unlikely given the amount of rain and unsuitable weather for harvest over the last several days. Beyond that, though, all eyes in the market are keeping peeled for USDA's next progress report, scheduled for release tomorrow, Thursday, October 12th. Much attention will be paid to the export and import numbers in that report. Let's take a look now at our three-state region this week. In Oklahoma, winter wheat planted reached 42%, down 20 points from normal, while emerged has reached 15%, down 13 points from the previous year, and down 15 points from normal. In Kansas, winter wheat planted was 27%, well behind 55 last year, and 59 for the five-year average. Emerged was 15%, behind 27 last year, and 29 the average. Down in Texas, winter wheat planted is rated this week at 54% complete, compared to 46 last year and 52 the average. Emerged has reached 30%, ahead of last year by 1 and the average by 3. Corn mature reached 94% in Oklahoma, down 3 points from normal. Corn harvested reached 53%, down 20 points from normal. In Kansas, corn mature was 88%, behind 95 last year and 94 the average. Harvested was 46%, behind 60 last year and 61 the average. Corn in Texas is rated this week at 91% mature, ahead of last year by 2 and the average by 3. Corn harvested is up 1 point this week from last at 76%, ahead of the average by 3. Looking at sorghum, Oklahoma's crop reached 76% maturity this week, down 2 points from normal. Sorghum harvested reached 36%, down 10 points from normal. Sorghum in Kansas is 60% mature, behind 77 last year and near 64 the average. Harvested was 9%, behind 28 last year and 22 the average. And sorghum in Texas has reached 82% mature, behind last year by 3 and behind the 5-year average by just 2. Meanwhile, 74% of the state's sorghum crop has been harvested, ahead of the average by 4. For a look at those complete crop progress reports, be sure to check out our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com. You got farm news on Ron.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.